Ti khuyemore san bonani tumelang abshin andar nativa kurba kona balekaya ban nitalo kuni balabula ne ne wo mo any first stand va Texas ja dat is weer 'n voorreg om hier by julle te wees en ons dank die Here ek en Letta die familie en die gemeente terug in Majakane dat die Here altyd vir ons daardie genade gee dat ons kan saam met julle hierdie pad loop en ek dank die Here dat vandag dit is ook 'n baie besonderse dag wat die Here vir ons gemaak het. Ek loop met twee dames hierso, ek en Letta Mifro, en die een sy naam is Matapelo Mulusi. Sy is in Engels sal sê a facilitator or an educator. Sy leer die groot mense, ons het hier wat hulle noem adult basic education. So sy is onderwijzeres, ek denk, in Afrikaans. En sy stans by ons, by die huis en ook by die kerk. Sy het 'n kursus wat sy daar aanbied vir omtrent, dat gaan omtrent so 6 weke wees, dat sy daar gaan wees. En sy gaan omtrent so 6 dag leerlinge van uit Majakaneng, Bapong, tot in Marikana, dat is die wat met die bus rij van Marikana af, en dan kom na ons toe bij die kerk, dan gee sy vir hulle daar die vrachtpijn. En ons dank die Here dat sy hier bij ons is. Ek het vir haar gesê, ek gaan in Afrikaans praat, so sy hoor niks wat ek sê. Maar gelukkig, I hope they are interpreting for you. So you heard everything that I said. Thank you. En die ander een is Maria. Maria se dokter ki is dieselfde ouderdom as ons Kumo, ons klein dokter ki. Hulle was by a school camp. Ek denk hulle het so van 10 jaar van ochend klaargemaak by die kamp. So hulle wou hier gewees het eintlik. En hulle het gesoebat en hulle sê asseblief kom haal vir ons by die school vroeg in die ochend dat ons saam met julle kerk toe gaan, maar ons gelukkig kon dit nie doen nie, anders ons so laat gewees het die son. So ons is dankbaar dat Maria ook hier is vandag, sy kan sien wat haar meisie kind wou gesien het of gehoor het, sy sal terug gaan en vir haar gaan verdedelik. Baie dankie, thank you very much. My message is going to be very short today. It goes about how God creates moments or circumstances or opportunities where He can talk to us. Because I believe that each and every one of us has an appointment with God. God wants to talk to you. There's no way you can be born, grow up, and die without ever having had the opportunity that God spoke specifically to you. There are some instructions, there are some messages that God wants to give to you, and a lot of them God wants you to pass over to others. Let us look in the scripture and in the Old Testament, and we will read the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings It is a very well-known story of the prophet Elijah. And when it begins, I'm just going to take it randomly, then till I come to the scripture that I want to share. There was a time when God instructed Elijah to eat some bread, and he told him that the journey is very long, so he must get the strength. Then it goes on where God asked him a question. He says, Elijah, what are you doing here? That is in chapter 19 and verse 9, where I'm reading. Chapter 19, verse 9, in the book of 1 Kings. Koenenge, I think that stands here in Afrikaans. The first book van Koenenge. Konings. That's my Afrikaans move van daar. It's very good. Konings, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And Elijah replies, God is asking him, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he replies, I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you. They have torn down your altars. They have killed every one of your prophets. I alone am left, and now they are trying to kill me too. Then in verse 11, God says, go out and stand before me on the mountain. In the New International Version, it says, go out and stand in the presence of the Lord. Now, there in the presence of the Lord, that's where God is going to meet Elijah. That is where God is going to meet us. That is where we are going to have that encounter with God. Now, Elijah is prepared. He is going to hear from God. He wants to know what God says. So he goes and he stands before the mountain, and he is waiting for God there. And the Bible says, Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, and he gave the same answer like the one he gave before, that I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant, and he concludes by saying they want to kill me. Then in verse 15, the Lord told him, go back the way you came, travel to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive there, anoint Hazael to be king of Aram. Then anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, to be king of Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to replace you as my prophet. And I will read up today. Now, Elijah is standing here where God told him to go and stand. Now he's expecting God to come and speak to him. You know, when I grew up and I read the word and I studied the word and I heard a lot of messages from God, I always thought when God comes to speak to us, like as he says here, he speaks in a gentle whisper, in a very soft tone. And somehow I thought maybe that is the only way God will speak to us, when it is soft, when it is quiet, then we can hear him. Yes, it is true. That is one of the moments that God uses to speak and to talk to us. But as I said when I started, there are circumstances, there are moments that God creates where he wants to speak to us. And today I want to take it this way. When the Lord was passing by Elijah there, the first thing that happened, he says there was a mighty windstorm. Mighty wind was blowing there. But then God did not speak to Elijah. But that does not mean God does not speak when there are storms. Sometimes some of us are having life so easy, so nice, that even when God speaks to us, you know, in the gentle way, because our lives are just nice, we don't hear him talk. So God has to create a storm in your life. And not just a storm, a mighty wind storm. Something that is going to shake your foundations, that is going to shake your roots, so that you will stand up and listen. Because it is sometimes when we are afraid, when we tremble, when we do not know what will happen next, that we start seeking for answers. And when we seek for those answers, it is then that we can focus and hear what God says to us. So God can speak to you when there are storms in your life. They don't just happen for nothing. It is an appointment that God has set so that he can speak to you. The Bible says there was an earthquake. You know, when there is an earthquake, the earth is going to shake, buildings are going to tumble, structures are going to fall down. And unfortunately, at some stages, lives are going to be lost because it is a terrible natural disaster that is happening. And these things happen in life, and we see them each and every day. And when they happen, we who maybe at that particular time our lives are peaceful, you know, nice and quiet, we will never understand why these things happen. But there are people during those circumstances, during those moments, that God will be speaking to. Because God has set up that moment, he has set up that circumstance so that they will be able to open their ears and hear what the Lord is saying to them. The Bible says there was fire. The other day, when we were just in town, in Brett, then we saw thick black smoke rising up in town there. And we were all, you know, a little bit scared what has happened now when we see. And we later learned it was a paint shop that was burning it, burned to the ground. Now, I ask myself, that paint shop, we always drive past it, you know, see. And what happened? What happened? What started the fire? And it is only that shop that burnt down. But there was fire. There was indeed fire. And the fire burnt and it consumed everything that was in that shop. And sometimes these things happen in our lives. There are moments when destruction that we had never anticipated. And then, and you know, some of us will then have to go and find answers. And as you know, people go and seek answers from different people. Whereas that was a moment when God wanted to show you. He says, I'm a consuming fire. That's our God. So he comes and shows you, look, just stop and listen. I want to give you a message. I want to talk to you. Some weeks ago, I think it was in December, just around the Christmas period, my aunt, who is very old now, came to visit us at home. We spent a few days with her, and she's a pastor now. And she's telling my kids a story that I didn't even know. She tells them that the moment I told them years back that I'm going to Bible school to study the Word of God, she tells them that they, as a family, they were shocked. They couldn't believe what I was saying. They didn't even expect it to come from me. Because by then I was a sweet little guy, you know. There was nothing they could say, no, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I was just a cool guy. Because according to how light were then, and you know, as Christians, especially in our communities, you would have a person who would live a very wild life. He's a wild liver. You go drinking, smoking, partying, you know, all those kind of stuff. And then later on in life, you would repent and come back to church, come back to God, and then the people then say you have a very strong and big testimony because we have seen how your life was. Now Jesus came and he changed you. Now you are this new person. But as for me, I hadn't done those things. So they were shocked when they learned that now I'm going to Bible school. And now she's telling the story now, and it's many years ago. She says, all the years, they were not even sure whether I would make it, you know, in the ministry, because they thought I didn't have that character, you know, that that I could stand up until this day. So as Gomtroni say, stand fast, stand. What is it we do? So she's telling this story, and I'm listening to her, and in my head I say, it's true. They were amazed, they were shocked, because they didn't know the circumstance, the moment that God created for me so that I could listen to him. There was a moment in my life, there was a time in my life when God created, you know, like he did with Elijah, where I had to go and stand before him and where I had to listen and hear what he says. And at that particular time, although nobody knew it, I knew it. And I listened and I said, yes, Lord, I will do what your will is. So it doesn't matter how your life is, how people think about you, how people look at you. When God is going to speak to you, he's going to speak to you in a way that he wants to speak to you. And we are very blessed because we have the Holy Spirit. And he speaks to us. And he shows us and he guides us and he directs us as to which path we have to follow. I'm a believer in, I always say it, I don't look at things like they look now, like they seem now. I always look at what things will be like. So whenever something happens in my life, I say, Lord, this is happening right now, but there is a reason, because somewhere there is something that's going to prove that why you did something like this right now. The story here, God is telling Elijah in his message to go and anoint, I think I read about 3 people here. Just go and anoint them and leave it there. We all know. He anointed Elisha, but Elisha didn't start right away becoming a prophet. He just got the anointing from Elijah, and Elijah left. He anointed, Jehu, but he did not become the king immediately. And the Bible tells us, because when you read the story further, God was going to bring punishment upon the people. And Elisha, Jehu, they were going to be instruments that God was going to use to bring that punishment. But I always say, God will speak to me, God will speak to you, so that we can impact someone's life. So that we can, you know, do something in somebody's life. Whatever it is. And we will not understand why me, why this person right now. But because God already knows what will happen in the future. That very same person that God has called you, that God has set you apart, and he said, come and wait before me and listen to me. And you went there, and there was a circumstance, there was a situation, that happened in whatever it was, fire, earthquake, wind, storm, whatever it was, and God spoke to you right there, and he gave you a message strictly. He said to you, go and do this. And you stand up from there, you hear God, you go and you do it. And when you do it, maybe you will not even see the result of it immediately. But God told you, you heard him and you obeyed God and you did what God wanted you to do. You go, you do it. Then, sometime, something's going to happen. And those who were fortunate enough maybe to hear you talk or relate that story, they will remember and say, oh, but this thing was, you know, prophesied a long time back ago. And now we see it happening because this is our God. I believe in him. I trust him. He speaks. He talks. He's never quiet. Even when it is quiet, he speaks. When it is boisterous, he speaks. So he'll always speak. So, in conclusion, let me say, I don't know your life situation. I just want to be aware that no, we may not care. Or who did Rahala in, who did Rahala in. But God has an appointment with you, whereby he's going to talk to you. And whatever will happen from now, remember, it could be God who has set it for you so that you can hear what he wants to say to you. It could be God who has planted that way because maybe it is not for you, but it is for somebody else. But he wants to use you as an instrument to send you so that you can go and bring a change in that particular person's life. Judas Iscariot, when he betrayed Jesus, didn't know that he was unleashing what we have today. When Jesus was crucified, maybe the devil thought that it's done. He didn't know that it was the beginning of something that would never end. Here we are today, worshiping God, worshiping Jesus, because something happened which nobody anticipated that it would bring all these results. May the good Lord help us. Let us be alert. Smooth vaker vies, dat ons kan hoor, as die Here met ons praat. Baie dankie. Modimo ntate, modimo morwa, modimo yo halalelang. O bolela le rena ka ditsela tse di farologaneng. Ka gore o itse o tlhaloganya maphelo a rona. Re thuse modimo a ka re go utlwe, re go tlhaloganye, re kgone go tswa re go dira se o batlang gore re se dire. I pray, Father God, that as we leave this place, Lord, we shall be alert, that we shall be able to recognize those moments, those circumstances, those situations that we come into, where you have set an appointment to talk to us. Lead us, Father, through your Holy Spirit, and help us to be obedient to what you will say to us. We pray, Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.